Benoit, an uppercut. He's on that. He's going great against Osgood. It's centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And... no! Not possible! Not possible!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, Taco Man Radio is on the air. For the next couple of hours, folks, we'll explore the world of sports, some social issues, and of course, we'll talk a little smack as well. We've got toll-free open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And if you're scared to come on with the Taco Man, I understand, because if you say something stupid, I'll dish you. Anyway, the bottom line is you can text me instead. The text line, 415-275-1613. The text line here, Sports Overnight America, 415-275-1613. Straight up, baseball's happening. That's right. Puerto Rico got smoked, of course, by the U.S., 8-0. No big surprise there, but Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, of course, is where a lot of the big, hot baseball stars come out of. Speaking of baseball stars, we're going to go deep on the Major League Baseball roster tonight. We'll also talk about the NBA in depth. And, of course, we've got the USC happening. Jimmy Manuwa, I will introduce you to the newest star in the world of mixed martial arts. Live from the Sports Byline Studios of the City by the Bay, this is the Taco Man Radio Show.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild your replaced transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions. regulations.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has been holding a lot of press briefings lately, but I don't think all the questions America wants answers to have been asked, so we decided to hold another one right here, right now. That's right, Sean Spicer and the Late Night Press Corps are here in our studio and ready to go. So without further ado, it's time for the Late Night White House Press Briefing. Mr. Spicer. Yes, thank you. Seth Meyers, Late Night with Seth Meyers. Mr. Spicer, we're now 60 days into the president's term. How long does it feel like you've been doing this?
For, you know, over a decade.
How hard is it to get President Trump's hair ready in the morning?
It's like building a puzzle.
Mr. Spicer, you've been quoted as saying, the House drools. Do you have anything to add to that?
The Senate rules.
Is it true that President Trump still thinks Elvis is alive?
I think the president had a call earlier with the king a couple weeks back.
Bernie Sanders continues to be a voice of opposition to the Trump presidency. When do you think Bernie will retire?
On his 250th birthday.
What sentence have you had to say the most since taking this job?
The president will travel to Mar-a-Lago for the weekend.
And I always wondered, what does Mar-a-Lago translate to in English?
Where money is being wasted.
Oh, okay. Wasted. What do you think it felt like to be on the Titanic when it hit that iceberg?
Make no mistake, we're on it right now.
Yeah. There's a lot of female nudity in movies and on TV. I think it's only fair that there should be more male nudity. What do you think?
And I think the sooner that we can get all those prongs out there, the better. I agree with you.
You call them prongs. I think that's weird. Is the president mentally ill or just terribly unqualified?
Combine both of those things together.
Yeah. You like to take LSD before press briefings. Why is that?
It makes it seem like it's all rainbows and puppies.
Are you going to prom this year?
I don't have a date.
But if you could choose anyone, who would your dream date be?
The Deputy Crown Prince and Minister of Defense of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Oh, okay. Very specific. What do you call that thing runners do before a race?
I think that... That would be a stretch.
Yeah, that's right. How many undigested pieces of gum are in your stomach at any given time?
You know, 218, 219.
Here's one for you. Why do the guards in front of London's Big Ben always look so tired?
They are working around the clock.
Nice one, Spicy. Yeah. You know it was good. You know it was good. After doing this job, do you have any conscience or morality left? Do you still have a soul?
That's a good question. I don't.
No. And in closing, I'd like to end on the same question I always ask. How's the president's penis?
Historically faulty.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
The snowstorm kind of shifted a bunch of stuff up.
Well, it looks like we're out of time, so on behalf of the rest of the press corps, have a good night.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny.
I've been saying that a lot.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
Sports date, March 26, 2017. Guess what, folks? The Joker is behind bars. No, I'm not talking about Gotham City, although you would think. I'm talking about Winchester, Virginia. Some clown dressed up as the Joker. His name was Jeremy Putman, 31 years old, dressed up as the Joker and rode around town scaring people with swords. Guess what? He was arrested and faces a year in jail for a felony. Guess what the felony was? Not the sword, wearing the mask, only in Virginia. Retired NFL defensive stud, I'm talking about Michael Strahan, says you have never lived. You have never lived in your life until you hit Tom Brady. Whoa. Brady, of course, is in the news because the Super Bowl jerseys were recovered in Mexico. That's interesting. Anyway, week 16 of the NFL 2016 season, you saw some subtle changes in the way they were broadcasting games, trying to make them faster, cut out commercial breaks, things like that. Well, according to God, Roger Goodell, I mean, of course, he sent an email to fans this week saying he's going to speed up the game even faster, and there will be no timeouts after touchdowns. There will be a touchdown, the extra point, that kind of good stuff. So, you know, I guess they're going to speed up the games, but they're talking about speeding up the games, I think, because the NFL is going to get away from commercial television eventually. It's going to be on pay-per-view, so it's going to be like one big quick thing. I see, once they get the network commercials out of the way, look out, baby, it'll be on pay-per-view. I'm talking about NFL TV. Watch, mark my words, 15 years from now, NFL TV, there will be no Major League, no NFL on major television. Straight up, Goodell is a nut. No doubt about that, of course. Nuts about Tom Brady. We'll get to that a little bit later. But he says we've seen commercialization creep into the game. Really? Really? It's a billion-dollar entity. Speaking of the game, 47-year-old Brett Favre, remember him? The Green Bay Packers, of course, says he knows he can still throw the arm. In fact, after a workout the other day, Atlanta Falcons cornerback Robert Alford says he can still do it. He can still hit that long pass and get the short pass. And Favre says he can still do it, but Favre told TMZ this week that he wouldn't do it, or he would do it. They promised him he couldn't get hit, and they asked, the NFL Hall of Famer, hey, would you let one of your kids play football? He said, no. Can you believe that? No. Right now, when it comes to family members playing the game, he was strongly discouraged. In other words, no. His grandsons, he doesn't want them playing football, not based on the medical information we have today. Yeah, you can make a good salary, but guess what? You can be toast as well very soon. Christy Yamaguchi, former Olympian, says she's not throwing shade at Nancy Kerrigan, another former Olympian, when she told her to go break a leg on Dancing with the Stars. Of course, Nancy Kerrigan was a girl that was sidelined by, you remember Tanya Harding. Tanya Harding got that big, fat, dyslexic boyfriend of hers to hit Nancy Kerrigan in the knee with a baseball bat or something like that, trying to get her into the Olympics. So I guess that break a leg thing just didn't sound too well, huh? Hey, ex-Baylor football player Trayvon Armstead has been arrested in Texas for sexual assault 4 years after being accused of a gang rape. Armstead was named in the rape back in 2013, but Baylor reportedly failed to take action for roughly 2 years. Armstead was eventually dismissed from the team in 2015 for violation of team rules. Of course, 22 years old, says he's innocent, but guess what, man? He's in jail. Bail is $150,000. And it's the second time this clown's been arrested in like less than a month. Wasn't it like 3 weeks ago I reported that he was busted in Las Vegas for allegedly roughing up some chick and then going berserk on a cop car? Drugs, concussions, mental illness? Obviously, one of the three or all of the three. Tired of taking pics with dudes, man. Rampage Jackson, the MMA legend, of course, who goes on Spike TV March 31st against King Mo, says he's tired of taking pictures with dudes, man. He says, all the guys come up and he want to take selfies with me, man, because I want to be like Justin Bieber. I want to take pictures with chicks. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror, Rampage. Look in the mirror. And then think about who you want to take pictures with or who wants to take pictures with you. Speaking of MMA, wow. UFC ring card girl, or they call her an octagon chick, I think. Ariana Celeste was photographed vacationing this week topless in Mexico. No implants, no monstrosities there, folks. Just pure natural lust. Yeah. And it looks like the tops are, gotta say, optional at her beach of choice. The Octagon Girl of the Year, no doubt about that. Speaking of girls of the year, I hope this guy's going to be somebody's boyfriend real soon. Former Penn State President Graham Spanier was found guilty this week of misdemeanor child endangerment, of course, for handling the Jerry Sandusky sex abuse scandal. Remember? He was the guy that was told in 2001 that Jerry was penetrating some guy in the shower, some young kid in the shower, and did nothing about it, and Joe Paterno did nothing about it. Neither of these guys did anything about it. Good Lord, man. And now Sandusky wants another trial? says he was innocent. So there's like 18 kids, man. 18 kids. You got to be kidding me. Anyway, Sandusky's got 100 years. He should get like 115 years. And finally, Clay Matthews Sr., the patriarch of one of the NFL's most successful family trees, died Thursday at the age of 88 years old. He's a Korean War veteran, a two-way lineman for the SF49ers, played 45 games over four seasons in the 1950s. A South Carolina native went to play at Florida Tech. He was the first of three generations of family players. Of course, his two oldest sons, Clay Jr. and Bruce, each played 19 years in the NFL. More power to the Matthews family. Condolences as well. Of course, Puerto Rico got lit up by the USA in baseball. Man, what an ass kicking they took. But guess what? They came in second. But nobody will remember they came in second, because remember, they never remember coming in second. They only remember the champion. That's Sports Day. What is it? Sunday, March 26, 2017.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications, and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Talk to the hand.
Time to introduce my co-partner, folks. My co-partner, talking about Zachary Young. And Zachary, what's happening?
Oh, the great buildup. Thank you, Taco Man. Well, of course, we got the Final Four going on right now, which is, it's kind of a big deal in March.
Interesting. No doubt about that. So, Gonzaga. Gonzaga numero uno?
The Zags? Yeah, so far. I mean, right now it's the Zags and Oregon who have made it, and we got two other games to determine the other two spots.
Interesting. So, let's bring us to, are we down to four, man? Because I could care less about college basketball. I'm not going to lie about it. I could care less about it. Unless my team was playing, I don't want to know.
Oh, man, I made it sound so exciting. No.
What's up? Just because I'm a minority in this country. This is one of the hottest things going. Everybody's talking. I mean, Ricky's Sports Theater over in San Leandro, the place is flooded. They got screens outdoors in the parking lot, folks. I kid you not. Everybody's talking Final Four, NCAA, all this kind of good stuff. But not me. I want to watch fights. I'm ready for the NFL again. Of course, I'm ready for Major League Baseball as well. But continue, Zachary.
Well, we still got North Carolina and Kentucky playing to determine another spot. So that'll be interesting to see who the winner of that one's going
to
be.
Okay, so when it all boils down to money. What kind of money does a team that takes the title away? What type of money does that college team get? Does the say it's Gonzaga? What's Gonzaga going to get? Like $500 million or something like that? Some incredible amount of money.
Well, I mean, they don't disclose the amounts, but you could imagine that would generate a lot of interest in the school, especially for prospective athletes. And, you know, they make a lot of money off of all the ticket sales and all the merchandise.
Scamming people.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, how do you feel about that?
Oh, come on. You're pimping people off. You're putting players out there on the field and you're not paying them. You're not paying them, but you're taking money for people to watch them. Does that make sense? Not unless you're the owners.
I mean, that was actually my next question you answered. I was going to ask how you feel about these college athletes not getting paid, but that answers that.
They're hoes. They're basically hoes. They're being pimped off by these colleges. I mean, John Johnson, the former backfield coach for the Ohio State Buckeyes, of course, under the great Woody Hayes, and he said time and time again, it's the most insulting thing he's ever heard of in his life. I mean, guys get hurt playing college football, and guess what? They're done, and they don't get any disability. They don't get any money from the city, the school, nothing. They're done. Hey, we'll give you a couple of Vikings, baby. See you later.
I agree. I mean, it's kind of crazy that I think they should get paid because these colleges are making millions off of the top athletes they have.
Well, especially now that they're allowing professional athletes to compete in the Olympics. I mean, come on, man. I don't think Michael Jordan, the people of Michael Jordan's ilk, should be playing in the Olympics. Steph Curry, guys like that. Come on, man. No way.
You might be right about that, but it would kind of be a formality. Because at the end of the day, then our college players would probably still beat the college players in other countries. You know what I mean? So it wouldn't make too much of a difference. It'd just be a different cast of characters.
Okay, so who's going to come out? Is Gonzaga going to roll here? I mean, they've basically whittled down the field to almost nothing here. And, of course, they were the favorite going in, and they're the top-ranked team, I believe, according to AP. So, they're going to roll through this 36-1?
I wouldn't be surprised if they did, but for some reason I'm leaning more towards North Carolina, and maybe it's just because they have more of a history of
success.
Hold
on, you mean the Gamecocks?
That's actually South Carolina.
Oh, so with South Carolina? I got the Carolinas wrong? So they're the Gamecocks or the Gay, which one? One's the Gamecocks and one's the Gaycocks, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
It's the San Francisco Gamecocks.
Oh, continue, Zachary.
So anyway, the North Carolina is going to battle Kentucky for another spot in the Final Four.
Okay. Are there any NBA stars that you're seeing, guys, franchise type of players coming out of here? And we talked about this last week, but any franchise guys since last week, you say, man, I wouldn't mind drafting this guy.
You know, I think Lonzo Ball is going to be very good. He actually broke Jason Kidd's record for the most assists by a freshman in the Pac-12.
Isn't he the guy with his father's a dick?
Yeah, so people kind of people were rooting against him. You know, I don't really have a problem with the dad being confident in his son.
Confident? You know? I heard him on the radio the other day on Sports Byline, I was absolutely blown away. So who is this guy? So, you know, that's his dad. Okay. He believes in his son, no doubt about that. And guess what? His son's going to get a big, fat contract.
I agree. I mean, I agree with you. And honestly, it looks like the Lakers are probably going to be the ones to sign his son, if I had to guess.
Now, the Lakers, of course, under Luke Walton. How's Lukey doing?
Well, you know, the year started off pretty well. They were 10-10, and then they've only managed to win 10 games the rest of the year. So not good, but I think that the tanking that they seem to be doing will pay off because they'll be able to get a guy like Ball or you know, some of these top picks, because there are some good players. There's a player on Kentucky that did very well, their point guard. He put up like over 40 points on UCLA, so that guy's going to be someone to watch.
You know, I remember when Jeannie Buss was on her father's knee. I kid you, I used to go to the forum and I'd see Jeannie Buss with her daddy, tagging around her daddy, and she'd be running sometimes around the offices of the forum building, the old Inglewood Forum out in Inglewood, California. Now, of course, she's the president of the Lakers, and she'll be running the business at least through November. Is it time to pass the torch there? I mean, you know, they haven't produced a winner in quite a while. Is it time to pass the torch?
I don't think so. Because, honestly, I mean, it's been since 2010. I think Lakers fans are kind of spoiled by winning a lot of titles, but that's really not that long. And since they've been in the playoffs, I mean, that's only like 4 years. That's not really like that
Zach
long.
Everybody Wait. Makes the NBA playoffs. Come on, man, what do you got to do to make the playoffs? Have a 500 record? Less than that.
Well, you know, on the East, in the West, you got to have over 500. No, I'm not saying that things haven't been rough for the Lakers, but of course they had that whole Kobe retirement thing that took a lot of
I'm glad you brought that up. Kobe says he's available to the Lakers and he can come back. Did you see that? It was on the papers. It was in the paper today. Did you see that?
Yeah, he's talking more. He's not talking about playing, though. He's talking about like a front office type of role, which I don't think would be bad.
Zach Attack Young, you know Kobe's not going to go that front. He would try to do a part-time player type of thing. A player coach type of thing. I mean, he's still got the ego. He still thinks he can play. I read in a couple of months ago, was it Playboy, Playgirl, something like that. He says he can still play.
I'm sure he can. Like, I'm sure he still has. He can probably still beat a lot of people. But at the end of the day, he seems to be pretty content in retirement.
Okay. So back to Jeannie Buss running the show down there. She's got her two younger brothers. Of course, her dad is basically in retirement. And I can tell you one thing. When her dad threw a party, Zach, it was a party. I'm telling you, that guy could throw a party, man. He had the most beautiful women. They passed around these blue vitamins. I didn't know what they were in the mid-1990s. I had no idea what they were. They were passed around these blue vitamins. I passed on them at the time. But you know what a blue vitamin is, don't you?
I'm familiar with the terminology.
Exactly. You know what you got to watch when you watch some of the sports on TV. You need Viagra to watch some of the sports on TV. I mean, sports of late, they're trying to speed up the NFL games. Of course, they're going to speed them up. They're going to eliminate some commercials. And they think the falling ratings are hurting them. The falling ratings are because that people are doing other things, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean
it has nothing to do with the game.
Yeah, I don't think that the game's going down. If anything, I think you're going to see all kinds of sports go down, and I think you have seen that because people don't watch stuff live; they DVR it, so that's not going to make the ratings go up. Or a lot of times they can see it on Facebook or any other type of social media, so they're not really as inclined to watch it live anymore.
How do cable companies make money if the internet's where it's at? How do they make? They must. I mean, how do they make money? You and I, and we've talked about this before. Of course, we're talking about some of these pay per view events that they put on television on television. And you know, at the bottom, you know, it's going to draw like 85,000-90,000 people, and more people are going to steal it than watch it, and yet they make money on it. Holy cow!
I mean, I definitely get that, you know, and it makes sense. Like, they can pretty much stream anything. Like, someone could have a live video of a game and people are watching it, and that doesn't count towards the ratings or anything like that. You know, when they have all these social media sites have some type of live feature, I've seen that a lot with fights, and okay, that's not counting towards the ratings.
Okay, so at the end of the day, it's going to be North Carolina.
I believe so, but anything can happen in college basketball.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. That was Zach Attack Young. Of course, Zach Attack Young and I will be back right after the break. We're talking combat sports. And what happened to Tom Brady's jerseys? Who knows? No, they do know. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Our text line is hot and happening. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio Channel 203, and the American Forces Network. This is Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Can't you keep out of trouble?
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint. And during Pro Appreciation Week, all pros get gold status with 20% off pro-grade paint stains and primers. Plus, 5-gallon buckets of Kills 2 latex primer start at just $69.94. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. And during Pro Appreciation Week, pros that paint save even more with gold status. Now through March 26th, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Available in-store while supplies last. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout for discount.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcaster. We're talking boxing straight up. Of course, Triple G is back, and he is undefeated still, 37-0, 33 KOs, going 12 rounds last Saturday night. Of course, against Danny Jacobs. Originally, I scored the fight 114-113 for Danny Jacobs. Then I went back and I looked at the score again with no television, no sound, nothing like that, and I scored the fight for Gennady Golovkin. I think he scored the harder punches. He threw more punches, landed more punches. At the end of the night, Golovkin was still the world reigning middleweight champion. In fact, some buffoon on Facebook. Zach Attack, some guy on Facebook sent me a Facebook post. He put this big thing up, and Danny Jacobs was robbed. You can't get robbed in a 1 or a 2 point fight.
I agree. I've seen a lot of that, and it kind of surprises me. But I think that there's been a lot of resentment towards Golovkin from the Floyd fans. Because, of course, Gennady Golovkin has challenged Floyd a couple of times, and they don't like anyone speaking negatively of their icon, you know? Well, so
Floyd's got the same type of treatment Trump has, doesn't he? I mean, he's sort of untouchable when it comes to like being insulted.
Yeah, but then – and that's kind of a funny comparison because they're both like – despised by a lot of people.
Well, exactly. Let's talk about one of the new stars in the world of mixed martial arts, of course, Jimmy Manua. Before we talk about Jimmy, let's go to Jimmy's fight. Of course, Jimmy fought Corey Anderson. Of course, they went down USC live from the O2 Arena last Saturday night in London, the UK.
But the England-Nigeria representative Manua will have a very slight half-inch advantage. For the main event introductions, we hand it over to Bruce Buffer.
And UFC fans watching around the world, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. World, Corey Overtime Anderson! Jimmy, poster boy!
You go from what I expect. Protect yourself at all times. Obey my instruction at all times. Fight hard, fight fair, fight clean. Touch gloves, back to your corners.
It's the main event attraction. 5 5-minute rounds in the light heavyweight division.
Okay, gentlemen, first round.
Top 10
clash. You're ready
to fight.
Bring it on.
Let's look out for two things. We're looking for the overhand right and the left hook to the body of Jimmy Manua. And we're looking for Corey Anderson to start moving away and counter striking and then level changing for that power double.
Anderson twitches and feints with his body. He's aware of that one. Really knows how to turn it on.
Sometimes you can force people to shoot out of panic. And that was almost... Oh, there's that left hook to the body. It's almost like that. That was the first shot from Corey Anderson. Was because
Anderson gets better and better every single time we see him. His last win against Sean O'Connor was lovely. Showed his full arsenal. Manua will be happy that he's defended that first takedown. But the work rate of Corey Anderson, look at that movement pattern.
He keeps dropping his weight over onto his lead leg. Defends the takedown beautifully. A scramble here, he's back to his feet. That's good work by Corey Anderson. Manua gets impatient.
Oh, that's a lovely left hand. Oh, right down! Jimmy Manua! Oh, wow!
Punch! Knockout! Jimmy Manua. Absorbing this atmosphere.
Jimmy Manua is one bad mama jammer. Holy smokes.
And if I was John Jones down in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Zach Attack Young, I'd be saying to myself, I don't think I want to fight the guy from Britain.
Well, you know, Jimmy Manua, he's been on quite a streak, but he was stopped by Alexander Gustafsson a couple fights ago. But I don't know. I mean,
and then what did he do? He went to Sweden and trained with Gustafsson for 6 months.
And he's gotten a lot better. He's improved a lot. I really like his striking. I'm curious to see what version of Jones we get when he comes back.
No, yeah, the one on steroids or without steroids. Anyway, here's Manua post-fight.
You talk about these big-name fighters that turn you down. I mean, this is supposed to be the place where the best fight the best. So when you hear that people are turning your name down, I mean, what does that make you think about these guys?
It makes me think twice that everyone's not like me. Everyone wants to... You know, dodge people and hold on to their spot. I'm not bothered about where I'm ranked in the world and everything. And I'm just worried about fighting the best people in the world and being a natural, original champion. You know, and that's what I'm working towards.
Jimmy, yesterday at the fighter Q&A, Dan Hardy mentioned that if you won tonight, you should call out John Jones. John Jones obviously going to be returning for him from his suspension. There hasn't seemed to have been an answer on how to beat John Jones clinically inside the octagon. Do you think you possess that answer?
I'm not interested in John Jones. John Jones takes steroids and that. He's been banned for steroids and that. He's the great... before I was a big fan of John Jones, the things he's done in the octagon and everything, but he's been suspended for a year or something, and he's had issues before. He's a great fighter. I greatly respect him, but he's been done for steroids, and that taints everything that he's done. So, I'm not really interested. When he comes back, I'll fight him, no problem, you know. But I'm focused on the belt right now, and that's going to be the winner out of DC and Rumble Johnson.
And for you, after the last loss, it seems like there's been a real fire underneath you to go out there and prove it. And you've got two amazing finishes. What's the difference now? Why is it now that we're seeing a better Jimmy Manuel than ever before?
Because I learned from my losses. I learned from my loss to Gustafsson. I learned from my loss to Rumble Johnson. And I've made those things correct now and everything. And now I'm fighting the best in the world.
Hi, Jimmy. You made it known that you want the winner of DC and Rumble next, but with John Jones' cloud looming over the division, are you worried that he's going to overlook you? Are you going to get overlooked, sorry?
Possibly, but to me, whatever happens, happens. I will be fighting the elite fighters in the world. I don't know, we'll see what happens. He's back in July or something, so they're fighting next month, so the fight could be made before he comes back anyway, so... You know, we'll see what happens. I'm going to fly to Vegas to meet with Dana after this, and we'll see what happens.
And if they offer you Jones, is that a fight that you'd be willing to take?
No problem. I don't turn down anybody. I'm not scared of anybody. Everyone bleeds, everyone feels pain and everything, and I've proved that during my career that I'm not scared to fight anybody because it's mixed martial arts. You know, everyone feels pain, everyone bleeds the same, and that's except if you're not taking steroids. That's what I got a problem with, you know. So, it is what it is. I'll fight John Jones, no problem.
And you jump right back into training camp pretty quickly after the win over OSP, and obviously you've just fought tonight. When would you ideally like to return?
I don't know. I'd like a short break just to get away from training and go on holiday with my family and stuff and enjoy life a little bit, not for too long. And everything. I know there's big fights coming up now, so I'll be back in camp soon.
Thanks very much.
So Jimmy, you were talking about you're calling out the winner of DC versus Johnson. So what those two do you think matches up better for you?
I don't know. Me and Rumble Johnson are the two of the hardest hitters, are the most exciting fighters in the light heavyweight division. And I'd love to get a rematch with him and that to avenge my loss because I made some silly mistakes with my weight and my striking as well. So I'd like to avenge that loss against the most feared man in the UFC roster and that in Rumble Johnson. But then again, DC's a great champion. He's feared and everything. He's beat the guy I'm talking about. He's beat Alex, he's beat a lot of the guys in the division, so I'd like to fight him as well, you know. And I don't care who it is, because DC's more wrestling based and that Rumble's more striking based and everything, so to me I don't care. It's mixed martial arts, you know.
Okay, so you just told us that you learned from your losses, so what would you do differently if you're fighting Anthony Johnson the next time?
It's a bit of a secret. I know the mistakes I made. My team know the mistakes I made in that fight and everything. My strength and conditioning team know the mistakes I made for that fight. So everything was wrong for that fight, but I still took the fight anyway. I took the fight on like 4.5 weeks' notice and everything. So I was training more for cardio than any other technical stuff. I'd just come off a big operation on my knee and stuff like that, but I took the fight anyways. So, I'd like a proper training camp for that, and that's what will happen.
Thank you.
Jim? Any questions, Jim? I don't know. I haven't even looked at my phone. I've got so many messages and that, but I might go out, I'm not sure. But I might celebrate with a holiday with the family.
Have you told people
Yes. Did you like the knockout? I think the powers that be like the knockout again. So, you know, they rewarded me with a bonus, and I'm thankful for that.
He's not the most exciting interview in the world, but he is the most exciting fighter pound for pound, I think, right now, as far as the heavyweight and light heavyweight division is concerned. I mean, Zach Attack, who is more hot right now than this guy as far as, I mean, one-punch knockouts?
No, he's definitely on a streak. I mean, he knocked out Ovince St. Preux, who went five rounds with John Jones. And really, John Jones didn't look too good in that fight. So for him to just crush Ovince St. Preux was impressive.
Does John Jones come back and being, you know, really closely drug tested? Does John Jones come back and rise to the top of the mountain again?
I think so. But, I mean, we just don't know. Like what type, we don't know exactly how much he was using and how it really affected him. Like we can't really say all that.
He's a coke freak. He loves cocaine. He's admitted this. I mean, he's admitted it. He loves cocaine, especially before fights.
Yeah, definitely. So I don't know. It's one of those things that's, it's hard to tell. I think that he'll come back and be okay, but we really just don't. I mean, it's always hard when people take time off and there's always rest.
Adderall, cocaine, there's issues. Okay, no doubt about that. Now, May the 6th in New Zealand, Huey Fury is going over, of course, to New Zealand to challenge Joseph Parker. Huey Fury, now what is he, 20 and zip? Of course, the cousin of Tyson Fury, the former world heavyweight champion. Parker now, the WBO champion, 22 and zip, 18 KOs. These guys are looking to break out with the WBO title. Who wins here and why?
I really wasn't too impressed with Joseph Parker, so I think I'm actually leaning towards Huey Fury in that one, even though neither of them really has an amazing resume. But I don't know if you saw that Tyson Fury is back in the gym.
Oh, yeah, now come on, man. He's not in the gym. You see, he's 400 pounds.
I saw him. And have you heard his new nickname?
Two-ton Tony, what?
It's a Tyson McFlurry.
Listen, I haven't seen a guy get that grossly out of shape, especially a big guy like that, ever in my life.
Yeah, that was kind of shocking. But, I mean, he obviously struggles with some issues outside
the
ring.
Yeah, cocaine. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
It sure is.
No doubt about that. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. With us is your combat sports update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on their website, of course, WBOBoxing.com, or check them out on Facebook. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio Channel 203, and the American Forces Network. Yeah, you may have all you want, baby, but I got something you need.
This is Sports Overnight America with Johnny Taco.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Yeah.
Short closed hour number one of two here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Zach Tech, what's happening?
Oh, you know that the world of combat sports is always rumbling, as they say.
I can't believe you blew that line. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The toll free. I take that back. The text line. That's happening as well. The address is 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. A couple of things we'll touch on in hour number two. Of course, we're talking NBA, the hardwood, straight up. Talk about the Warriors still, of course, Kevin Durant still out. But the bottom line is Warriors, not quite God's team. But then again, are the Cleveland Cavaliers? Not really. San Antonio Spurs? Not really. Maybe there isn't a God's team this year as far as the NBA is concerned, especially with Durant being out. And God knows when he's going to exactly return. As I said, hour number two still to come. Zach Attack Young and I will be talking sports quotes up until the top of the next hour. From the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. You know, we touched on that Jimmy Manua interview there, and Manua dragged on a little bit there, but pound for pound, you're going to hear from this guy. I tell you, I think he's learned from his losses, and guys that have learned from the losses, he who fails to learn from history is a fool, especially in the world of combat sports and fighting. Straight up, Jimmy Manua has learned his lesson. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Stay tuned for hour number two.